about how to chat and this life, how to, and also this dead part. It's about how to chapter or how to study humility, gratitude, and how to study or how to chapter. There is a dead hard and also there is a light hard. Dead part is what enlightenment is inherent. Buddhahood is innate, so it's all gone. And so you don't do anything. And also, if you have a heart long enough, something eventually would happen. And actually, in one of the classics, they list 10 of them, 10 different kinds of dead heart. So of course, I'm not going to go over with that. But about life heart, it's you have a heart, and somehow you have to make this heart fully present each and every moment, not just the one we get together and the young man Jungjin. Because here, people taking turns and urge you, you know. For instance, each morning during the retreat, Duan Sim take us to Central Park. Of course, there are distractions. I don't know how many of you really did harder practice while doing walking meditation at the Central Park. But then you get reminded from time to time. So that's one thing. Even though it is not fully present, it's reminded. Yeah. So it's somewhat between life and dead part. But remember, it's a fully present, what that means. If it is not fully present, say it comes, so it's right here, right now, doing just this. That's one of your heart of being fully present. And of course, there's some classical pointers to wind you. For instance, if your heart, not only just fully present, and you really get into it, and then what happens is you get, it's called, you've got born in your throat. You know, say you have a born in your throat, so you cannot swallow it, you cannot spit it out, but it's very uncomfortable, you see. So your mind, body is constantly occupied with that. So you are active, life hardest compared to that. Somehow you have to do it, but you don't know quite. So there it comes, an unknowing mind. If you really do not know, then that's a great opportunity to directly see into your true nature. We call it kyonsan, or Japanese gensho. And there has been some debate about this too. But of course the monastics can do this. They can have a bone in their throat, but you cannot, you are lay people. And basically, Buddhism in America, Buddhism in Zen Buddhism in America, Zen Buddhism in the West is a lay movement. And Robert Aitken Roshi, he pointed that out when he was alive. But that's true. So if you go to like Korea, Japan, and China, no lay people, you know, sitting like this, you know, doing together. Just the monk sits, both male and female. So still, it shows, you know, from your own deep experience, is coming for retreat. There's something you have to do about your hurdle, in other words, make it life, so that you will not be wasting your time. Is this clear?
Yes! Yes.
Yeah. And further from there, not just when you come and to collect your practice together, but when you go out, that's life hard, your life hard is much more needed and even brought to real task there, where Buddhist practice is. Yeah. Now, just turning to practical matters, there have been some confusion, but I may have contributed to this confusion. Right now, we accommodate the ground floor and the top fifth floor, we accommodate women there. And the fifth floor has six rooms, and there are five showers, you see. The floor has it is like a